of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a city that is mindful of civic responsibilities that in which to make Niles a better place to live and work. Amy Gray. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic.
Here.
Mr. McNaughton.
Here.
Mr. Profato.
Here.
Mr. Cantola.
Here.
Ms. Marquez.
Here.
Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Salido.
Here.
Mr. Marino.
Here. You've had your meeting minutes distributed before you. Moved by Smith, seconded by Marquez to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Reports and communications.
First, from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control, notice to legislative authority, Columbus Hospitality LLC, DBA Eastwood Event Center.
Motion's in order to refer that to the Police Chief and Safety Director for their report and recommendation.
I make a motion to refer to the Police Chief.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, from the Auditor's Office, statement of cash from revenue and expense for September 2020.
Your pleasure. A motion to accept and place on file is in order. Moved by Smith, seconded by Salido. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, from the Auditor's Office, check report by check number for September 2020.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Lastic to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next order of business, members of the audience, would anyone like to address the council? So raise your hand, state your name and address for the record.
D7611 Ward Avenue. I have a question. When is the city building that us taxpayers pay for going to open?
City building is open. The west entrance is open.
But you got to pick up the telephone.
Let him finish and then.
The west entrance is open to the public. Come in, check in, sign in, pick up the phone, and contact the party you are there to see. Hand sanitizer, masks, wipes are available at that station. In a couple weeks, we will have temperature checks and mask scanners. As well, so that is our procedure throughout the course of this.
So pandemic. West side building side's open. Can you go in here and pay your bill?
Go in, pick up the phone. If you want to pay in person, pick up the phone, call the billing office, and someone will come down and make that transaction with you.
Okay, another question.
Other than that, the drop box that always there, online,
the scaffolding is right there.
Pay by mail, and it's further away, so it's not the way. So.
The scaffolding's over there.
It's not the way, I said.
Another question, with the COVID money that's gonna be distributed, where's the laptops going?
Citywide, those who need to be on a computer to log into a Zoom meeting or a go-to meeting, they're going citywide.
So no, then it's more or less for the employees at home that work at home?
Yes.
Okay.
And in the office.
In the office? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the computer you got?
They don't have microphones or webcams.
Okay. And do we actually need a scrubber for the wellness center?
We do, it's a part of sanitizing.
Okay. That's it then.
Thank you. Anyone else? Beth, name and address for the record, please.
26 Beaver Creek Drive. I was asked by multiple people, and I know I was here the last time we had council, not last time, but before. And they asked me about West Park being paved. And quite a few people said they had to repair their cars, and I know the mayor had mentioned about it had to be postponed until next year. So, and they mentioned about getting, a few people know that there is a grant for West Park. So I was wondering if you can verify again when and if West Park is going to get done?
West Park is absolutely going to get paved. We do have a grant secured the funding. It was reviewed by ODOT, approved by ODOT, and is currently out to bid. With these federal projects, a lot of these state and federal agencies didn't know if they were going to be able to fund the projects. They were all delayed, put on hold in April, May, June. All of that funding was released, and again, we did secure that money for that grant. It will be paved. However, because of the delay, it looks like we will be paving next year. It is still out to bid. If by chance the asphalt companies stay open through November, we're hoping to get it done in November. But that's the story with West Park. We do have a grant for it. We were approved for the grant. We secured the funding. It was delayed because of the COVID situation.
So West Park is going to be the top priority next, that's going to be
That'll be the first project in the spring of next year. Yeah. If we can't get it done.
In November.
But it is out the bid. I believe the bid opening is next week on that. So again, we're at the mercy of now the weather and the asphalt.
Okay.
Thanks. Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Committee reports. No committee reports. Next order of business is tonight's legislation. Before we begin tonight's legislation, I'd like to speak briefly about the way in which I'm going to entertain motions moving forward. If a motion, the first motion made and seconded is the one we're going to entertain. If there is a delay to second a motion, and a motion to suspend is made, we will entertain that motion. So if someone makes a motion for a first or second or third reading and there is a delay to second it, you all sit there and there's mum. If somebody makes a motion to suspend, that motion will be entertained per your rules and per the direction that we received last month. It also would be my preference that the individual sponsoring the ordinance lead on the ordinance he or she is sponsoring, so that we don't get caught up in confusion. We'll just leave it at that. So I hope that clarifies things somewhat. Doug?
So the motion to suspend will take precedence. If I put out a motion for first reading, Linda immediately says motion to suspend. The motion to suspend takes precedence.
It does. Those are your rules. Now,
I understand what you're saying. From a council standpoint, and due to somebody speaking up rapidly, I think that that second motion of suspension should only come after you. Is there a second? Is there a second? Is there a second? No? Then
if there is a motion for a first reading, I'm going to look for a second. There, if there's a motion for first reading and a motion for suspension, I'm going to entertain the first reading first.
Okay.
I hope I don't have to prod. Council's pleasure.
Thank you.
So that
sometimes you do.
I know.
Barry? Sometimes you do. Thank you. Appreciate
Barry, go ahead.
Wouldn't it be a smart idea, like you alluded to, whoever sponsors the legislation should make the motion, because that's the priority. That's the person that's making the draft in the language anyway. My contention would be whoever brings in the legislation makes the motion for suspension of rules. If that's not done, then somebody can say the first reading or second reading, whatever.
I agree with you, Barry.
If
I think
you can document that somehow, make it part of the rules.
We'd have to have a meeting, and we can meet again to review your rules on the way in which you want them to read. Regarding that, it would be my hope that out of professional and collegial courtesy, that we look to the sponsor, and then if there's a pause or a lag, which does happen, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, there's a lag sometimes with what the intent of council is, and then somebody makes a motion, you know, there needs to be a point of personal responsibility in the individual sponsoring, I guess, to your point, Barry. So if you'd like to meet on revising rules, I'm happy to do that. So you let me know what you want. Doug?
Yeah, I would suggest that because I'm being honest, Bob, I'm hearing you say two different things. Because you said if you put in the for the first reading, you're going to allow a solicitor, whatever you want, to allow the second. But if I would yell, I want to have a suspension of rules at that point, does it have precedent or not?
Well, if we're going to get into a discord and a what I would consider a disrespectful situation, the chairperson, the committee is making a motion for a first reading and somebody jumps on it with suspension of the rules, I'm going to look for a second to that motion. And then you all, at any time, place, shape, or form, can make a motion to overrule me, rule me out of order, and go about your business. You do, I don't, I serve at the pleasure of you all running these meetings. You have... I do chair the meetings.
But you also have a law director here for parliamentarian of the rules. He's given his ruling of what it is. And I respect whatever it
go
is.
Ahead.
Can I? So, you know, based on the direction of, you know, council, you know, I did my own research, took our rules in with the backdrop of Robert's rules, and then talked to the Ohio AG's office, Mark Altier. So the way that they interpret Robert's rules as operating, and before I go on, these are your rules, these are not laws. So you can change them to do however you want. If you want to use a little bit of Robert's rules, want to do the way that we've been doing it to someone in a hybrid, whatever you want to do, as long as there isn't anything in violation of ORC. Like, for example, you can't adopt an ordinance unless it's been read 3 times, unless that's been suspended, okay? So there's an example of something you can't alter on your own. So for order purposes, you know, they have these orders of proceedings for these motions. Okay, so in last week's situation, I got it a little bit wrong when, you know, they said motion for first reading and then there's a second. And then correct me if I'm wrong, that's when you, Bobby, say questions or comments, right?
Correct. Well, repeat that again. I want to make sure.
So just make sure I'm right about it. So motion for first reading, second. You say I have a second. Questions or comments?
I say the name. Moved by Salido, seconded by Marquez.
And then
questions
then
or comments?
Questions or comments, right? So what that's really doing is that first and that second is what is now bringing it up for debate. And that, it is in that period where any motion that is of higher precedence can be made by any member of council. And then, so for example, we have a motion for first reading, which is a main motion, which is the lowest precedent, even though it's kind of the overarching motion. If an incidental motion is made, for example, a motion to suspend the rules, that would take precedent or precedence, okay? And so what that means is, and it also needs a supermajority. So that malmotion will bump that other motion. It doesn't kill it, it just sets it aside. And then you talk about that. Now someone, if there's a higher motion than suspension, which is essentially adjourned, okay, then that would then have to be dealt with. And so you just deal with them in order as they come, instead of, I said it first, and you're not dealing with this timing issue. And he's very clear about that. That's why they do this. There isn't this, you know, kind of chaos that we have to decide, well, wait, you waited too many seconds and now I'm in, and so we don't have to deal with that. So if you do it, you deal with it that way, then if the motion to suspend would not receive its requisite number of 6 votes, that would then go back to the motion for first reading. And then questions or comments, if nothing, then let's call a vote. So that's that first and second is what actually kind of activates the motion in its first place. So then if I was asked for a motion to suspend and I didn't get a second, it just never would be debated at all. So the first and the second is what makes it go into debate.
Which is why, to my point, you make a motion for a first read, I'm up for a second. That's the motion we're going to act on. Anything comes up? I've been here, like as I said, a long time. This has never, to the best of my recollection, ever happened. It has not. And there have been contentious meetings that been in. So I would hope that moving forward, committee chairs, lead their ordinances or steward them through, and I kind of staked out my position. If you don't agree with it, make a motion, overrule me, vote, and we'll move on. So, just so everybody's on the same page so that we don't have that kind of confusion.
And those are Robert's rules, not necessarily written in our rules at this point.
Correct, but the problem is, okay, when you look at our rules, you got Rule 28 that talks about precedence of motions, and then another rule three levels down to talk about suspension.
We're just at the higher level than where we're at.
So when we interpret, how do these actually play out in practice? The only backdrop I have is Robert. But you, like I said, you could say no, as council, four out of seven say,
just vote.
No, we don't want to do that. Then you change it however you want to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you can have, to add on to what Al said, you can have a hybrid of it. But all public city meetings are governed by Robert's Rules of Order. So to say it's just Robert's Rules is the backbone of it all. I mean, you can do hybrids of it all, but Robert's Rules is the general guideline for the whole, process.
We're going to follow what Philip said. So with that said, will the clerk please present tonight's legislation?
Draft number 103-20 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance allowing the service director to apply for federal surface transportation program funds programmed by the Eastgate Regional Council of Governments for street resurfacing and declaring an emergency.
Council's pleasure.
Who brought it in? Yes, sir.
Council's pleasure.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Salito. Seconded by Smith. Questions or comments? Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
103-20 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 109-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing budget transfers from the following sewer fund account 5430 operational supplies to the contracted labor account 5398 and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Okay. Moved by Cantola, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
109-20 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 110-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the service director or his designated representative to enter into contract with Burgess and Nyepel for professional engineering services in relation to the Dizzy Bridge sanitary sewer and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Cantola for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 111-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the service director or his designated representative to enter into contract with Duke's Root Control for professional services related to drag and drive sewer storm and sanitary study and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Elastic, seconded by, McNaughton. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Moved by Elastic, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 112-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of bonds in the maximum principal amount of $410,000 to pay costs of acquiring and equipping vehicles for the city service departments, including a street sweeper and a ram hoe, including all necessary appurtenances, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second. Moved by Cantola, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments?
Yeah, just clarification to council before you get to the next few pieces of legislation on the agenda. The equipment that you are replacing, the ram hoe is a 1997 New Holland. The street sweeper is 2005 Elgin, and Rescue 8 is a 2000 Pierce. So all three of these pieces of equipment have ran its course and have reached its maximum lifespan. We do have mechanical issues with them. They are in the mechanic shop or being contracted to another mechanic service, seems like every other week. So these three pieces of equipment definitely do need to be replaced. Just wanted to give you their year and make before you move forward.
From the time you order, how long will it take to like that street sweeper gets in?
Well, we're going to bid it out, public bid. So I advised the department heads that I want specifications put together, hopefully by Friday, so that hopefully next week we can get these things out to bid. Street sweeper, I can't imagine they have those things sitting on the lot. So I don't foresee that coming in until next spring. But we do have a preliminary specification set, and we do have an idea of what we want to get and see in the city that will meet the needs of our system and the residents.
Any other questions?
Call roll?
Yeah, it's a call roll.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by McNaughton for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
I have just been adopted under suspension of the rules. Go ahead.
I'm going to read into the minutes these certificates that you guys have for these. To the Council of the City of Niles, Ohio, as fiscal officer of the City of Niles, Ohio, I certify in connection with your proposed issue of bonds in the maximum aggregate principal amount of $610,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of acquiring and equipping a fire truck, including all necessary appurtenances, that one, the estimated life or period of usefulness of the improvement is at least 5 years, Two, the maximum maturity of bonds calculated in accordance with Section 133.20 of the Ohio Revised Code is 10 years.
Motion to suspend.
We just have to accept these out.
They just
have to be read into the... Giovanni just wants them read into the minutes so that they're memorialized for you.
Next, to the Council of the City of Niles, Ohio, as fiscal officer of the City of Niles, Ohio, I certify in connection with your proposed issue of bonds in the maximum aggregate principal amount of $410,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of acquiring and equipping vehicles for the city service departments, including a street sweeper and a hoe ram, including all necessary appurtenances, the improvement that, one, the estimated life or period of usefulness of the improvement is at least 5 years, and two, the maximum maturity of bonds calculated in accordance with Section 133.20 of the Ohio Revised Code is 10 years. And lastly, to the Council of the City of Niles, Ohio, as fiscal officer of the City of Niles, Ohio, and supplementing my prior certificates, I certify in connection with your proposed issue of bonds in the maximum principal amount of $4,745,000 for the purpose of refunding certain of the city's outstanding various purpose improvement bonds, series 2011, dated November 8, 2011, which were issued to pay costs of, one, constructing, furnishing, and equipping a multi-use indoor municipal recreation facility in the site thereof, two, improving the city's water system by the construction of a pump station, water lines, and all necessary appurtenances, and three, improving the city's sanitary sewer system, including all necessary appurtenances, collectively, the improvements that, one, the estimated life or period of usefulness of the improvements described above was, at the time of the issuance of the refunded bonds, at least 5 years, two, the estimated maximum maturity of the bonds calculated in accordance with sections 133.20 and 133.34A3 of the revised code is not later than December 31st, 2031, which is the year of the last maturity permitted by the law for the series 2011 bonds and was calculated consistently with the provisions of section 133.20 of the revised code.
The auditor would like you to accept these by vote. So a motion to accept and place on file would be in order. Moved by Salido, seconded by Lastic to accept. We'll do this. John, you want a roll call vote? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, let the record reflect the council accept these unanimously. That's sufficient, John? Okay. Thank you. Nick, you have to read these again now for the record.
Again?
Okay. Oh. Would you please present the
draft? I have enough steam left. Draft number 113-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of the bonds in the maximum principal amount of $610,000 to pay costs of acquiring and equipping a fire truck, including all necessary appurtenances, and declaring an emergency.
Council.
Second.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Cantola. Questions or comments? Call roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 114-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of bonds in the maximum principal amount of $4,745,000 for the purpose of paying costs of refunding at a lower interest cost certain of the city's outstanding various purpose improvements bonds, Series 2011, dated November 8th, 2011, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Elastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Elastic, seconded by McNaughton for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of the rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 115-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the safety director to issue a request for proposals for the purchase of a new fire truck for the city of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Profato. Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
That has been adopted under suspension rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 116-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for proposals for the purchase of a new street sweeper for the city of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Elastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton? Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Smith for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 117-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for proposals for the purchase of a new Ram hoe for the city of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Smith for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved by McNaughton, seconded by Elastic for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Elastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has been adopted. Suspension of your rules. The clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 118-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the Coronavirus Relief Fund 220 for the purpose of purchasing the following items to prevent further spread of COVID-19 and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
There was a motion to suspend. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Moved by Salino, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Sorry, could I interrupt? Okay, so you're about to do a motion to adopt, correct? So at which point, once there's a second, I think Al at that point could ask for an amendment. There may, and he may not. We had talked about this earlier about...
Wants to make a motion? What motion would he make?
So you're going to do a motion for an adoption. You're going to say questions or comments. At that point, he could do a motion to amend. And you can see here on the chart, okay?
Questions or comments? There are none.
We have to make the motion first, though. There's no motion for adoption.
Is there a motion for adoption?
Move to adopt.
Is there a second? Is there a second for the adoption?
Second.
Moved by Lastic, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
And adopted on suspension of rules. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 119-20 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation from the unappropriated sewer fund 501 and the unappropriated sewer fund, I'm sorry, from the unappropriated water fund 501 and the unappropriated sewer fund 503 to the water fund technology account 501 5151 56800 and the sewer fund technology account 503 5353 56800 and a total amount of $16,050 and declaring an emergency.
Real quick, as we spoke last week in our utilities meeting, this piece of legislation is time sensitive. If we don't move on this software upgrade come January 1st, our system will no longer be supported. So we are asking once again for suspension for this upgrade.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
Thank you.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments?
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Salito. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft has been adopted under suspension of rules. That concludes tonight's legislation. Next order of business, miscellaneous remarks, Mayor.
Yeah, just to add to my comments from earlier about the city building, our constituents, if they have appointments, if they need to see me or other elected officials in the building, they are more than welcome. I meet with our constituents on a daily basis. The reason we are asking for appointments is for COVID tracking. So I don't want people to think that the entire city building is locked down like Fort Knox. That is not the case. Those who have appointments are permitted past the west entrance to meet with the personnel they are there to see. I just wanted to clarify that. And then the last thing that I have is just updating you that cemetery resurfacing did begin. Most of the sections are all ground out, and at the earliest, we're hoping that's all paved by Friday, at the latest, next week. And that was awarded to a local company, panel and stuff. And everyone. That's all I have.
Nice. Mr. Auditor?
I'll get all that information over to bond council here tomorrow after it's signed, so they can start moving on that. There are more COVID items that we need to talk about, so we will need to hopefully have a committee meeting, because there are some items that need up for discussion. I know there are items within the fire department and police department that we need to discuss. Two of those items are vehicles, so we need to get that moving before those vehicles are gone, because then we do have to expend those dollars by the end of the year and have them encumbered in early or late November. So between safety and finance, if we can have that sooner rather than later, I appreciate that.
John, do you have to carry CARES Act funds over?
I'm sorry?
Do you have to have all the CARES Act funds expended in this fiscal year?
That's being encumbered by November.
Okay.
Spent by December 3rd.
All right.
As it sits right now.
So no carryover provisions?
No.
All right.
So, thank you.
Mr. Law Director, any good news for us?
No, I'm sorry to do this.
Sorry.
I need a brief executive session regarding pending litigation. Very brief. I just need to talk to you about it. Kind of out of nowhere, but I'm just telling you. So, if you want to kick it to the next time, I probably can do can kick it that time, but I should also knock it out quickly.
You're
out.
So I need to make a motion to adjourn.
If you could finish, I mean, if you could do it at the end.
All right, we'll go through the remarks and, okay.
That's all for me.
Mr. Talego?
Yes, I have a couple things. Last week I set out to City Council and Administration. I noticed that I got from Rita, who had notified my office that was not filing letters. Denial of income taxpayers who failed to file for the 2019 tax year. Approximately 3,785 non-filer letters. It will be mailed out at that time when I got this notice. Two taxpayers had neglected to file a municipal income tax return for their municipality. Taxpayers can simply file e-file return and all mail or fax to Rita. I have copies of what the taxpayers got, because there was some, not confusion, but concern. People did receive this appropriate form, but there was one person, maybe two, that received a half a form that looked like it was not legitimate. So they were instructed to let the police know about that and for us to get a copy of it so we can send it to Rita. So just be careful. Also, I've asked the Tribune to put a notice in paper about Rita doing this non-filer notification. So we're going to have it printed on the billing for utilities that will be on there. We have on our city website. So we're trying to reach every person we can through some kind of communication to let them know this is being done. We did this last year too. Rita did this last year also. Like I said, I have copies of what it looks like. If you want a copy, I can give you one after the meeting.
Okay.
Number two, you all received my monthly report on income tax collections for the period October 1st to the 19th. Rita tax deposits total $778,387.70. Total gross tax collection to date for 2020 is $7,631,602.10. For the period October 1st, 2019, Rita's tax deposit totaled $1,005,725.72 gross. So it's a little less this year than last year. So total gross tax collections to date for 2019 was $8,511,573. The difference between 2020 and 2019 year-to-date tax collection is about $879,970 short. So we will have a better idea toward the end of the year where we really stand with this. But at least you're getting monthly updates from where we stand at revenue-wise. Any questions?
Steve, quick, the non-filers this year compared to last year, is it up this year because
about the same amount that they sent out last year, yes. Thank you.
Mr. Catanzaro, right?
No, sir.
Chief?
Not this time.
Mr. Vigorito?
Yes, just to give you an update. I'm sure everybody's aware of the digging going on in the corner of Robbins and Mahoney. That's where Robbie's going in. Finally, we've got to get started. Bosco's going crazy out there. They want to be open before the end of the year. We got the buffet finishing up. They're the old hometown buffet. Now it's going to be United Buffet as soon as the governor allows them to open up a cafe. So things are still moving.
Thanks. Mr. Kanakletis?
No, you just not.
Mr. Lassick? Mr. McNaughton?
Couple quick things. I want to very publicly send appreciation to Mr. Merlo and his team for their steadfast work allowing us to save money but still improve this city. I really appreciate the work that your office has done to be able to let us do this. Again, in a pandemic, we're able to do this and positively impact the city and its residents. Things are going really well here now. Thank you for that work. Mayor, I've received a couple questions from some residents regarding trick or treat, mostly about the numbers that are exploding. I mean, all the negative numbers have tripled over the last 4 weeks. We're approaching purple levels. So the questions I'm getting are primarily, is there a date? Will it be the 31st where you can say, hey, we got to pump the brakes if the numbers are bad? Will parents and residents have enough advance warning in case we had to pivot and make a change if the numbers continue their trajectory with the goal?
I've been getting the same calls as well. And right now, we're still on course for traditional trick-or-treat with following those guidelines set by Trumbull County Health Department and the Ohio Department of Health. If things escalate, what I've been telling people is as soon as the governor says no, Ohio Department of Health, Trumbull County, we will then say no. We will advertise it. Website, my Facebook page, Nixle Alert, we'll get that message out for sure. But ultimately, please convey the message, because I have. If people do not feel comfortable, by all means, do not participate. No one is forcing anyone to participate in trick or treat. No one has to. Those who have children and are concerned, don't participate. People who have homes and don't want trick-or-treaters knocking on their door, don't participate. So again, personal responsibility and common sense. If we get to the point in the next week where things go crazy, you know, we are falling back on following the recommendations of the Trumbull County Health Department and the Ohio Department of Health. So right now, nothing has been discussed about canceling, but if that gets to that point, we'll certainly keep everyone going informed.
Mayor, tonight they had Ryan Tetak, I believe was his name, from Huntington County. They were sharing how we may, it's gotten so bad from yesterday to today, we may be headed to purple heart shot. Mm-hmm. Listening out on television.
Sure.
Mahoning County.
Well, I'll tell you where, and I appreciate you saying that publicly. Our county health, Frank County office, said we found 19 new cases per 1,074 in 4 weeks, and it is not slowing down. So I have voted for day one. I applaud the measures you've taken here in the city. I know it's frustrating some residents. The building is not closed. I know there's been frustration from my colleagues, but you're following what the professionals are telling you and us to do, and sometimes it's really difficult in these times. You made a tough stand, but I think it's the right stand, especially seeing these numbers. And I think we all need to consider about what all of our next steps are going to be if these numbers can continue about, you know, buildings and meetings and this and the other. I hope we're just hitting our feet now, but I appreciate you answering the question, but that's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Profano?
No comment.
Mr. Cantola?
I'm good, thank you.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes, I'd like to call a safety meeting for next Tuesday, 4:45, 5 o'clock. Is that good for everyone? So, 4:45, I'm telling you to start doing stuff. 4:45 p.m. on Tuesday.
But I know there is a CIC meeting scheduled, so some people may not be aware.
Yeah. On Tuesday?
Yeah,
Tuesday.
It's at 4:30.
4:30.
Down here, because it's not here.
No, it's downtown.
Okay.
This is pretty much a priority. We need to make sure that Dave's available to.
Dave, how about Wednesday? Is Wednesday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, day?
Well, Tuesday, everything else is going on, but we can do it for another day. People on my committee that are involved with this. Is Wednesday okay?
Yeah, I'm good Wednesday.
I mean, you do it Tuesday. I'm just letting you know there's maybe some people that are not.
There are photos on my committee.
Yeah.
I know some people.
Yeah, I can do it either one. You're talking about the city building downstairs?
Wednesday instead?
Seeing the city building downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wednesday at 4:15.
Is that another conference room, Linda?
Yes.
4:15?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, no. I'm sorry.
4:45?
Yeah, 4:45.
Okay. On Wednesday. Okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Ms. Smith, any? Mr. Salito?
No, just piggybacking on what Ryan said. The numbers, everything I got, it says that Trumbull County is at the highest it's been ever. So I know the mayor's going to make the right call, but we're going to have to probably look at it pretty aggressively here real soon because the numbers can't be any higher than they are now. If we weren't doing anything in before, then we really should be getting slow in our roll right now.
Okay, a motion to adjourn an executive session for Ohio Revised Code 121.22. For the purpose of pending litigation is an order moved by Case, seconded by Profato. Would the clerk please call the roll to adjourn an executive session?
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Let the record reflect at 6:51, council adjourned executive session. I have to ask Jim and all of our guests to please leave.